Guess when we're scheduling the Indianapolis meeting for? No, not Christmas Day. Even better than that. And it was an accident, honestly. So-called accident. Forget it. I'm just going to tell you. September 23rd. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is July 31st as I speak to you. And because of Waylon Dabbs' schedule, we were going to have this meeting in Indianapolis at the end of August. And then Waylon's looking at his work schedule and maybe that's not going to work out too good. May have to delay this a little bit. So he's looking at his calendar and unconsciously says, what about the weekend of the 23rd, 22nd, 23rd, Friday, Saturday? I said, Waylon, that's the constellation day. That's the day that Virgo has the sun at her back and the moon at her feet and 12 stars on her head, and she gives birth to the king planet, Jupiter. He said, is that good? We're going to do it. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. But yes, this will, I think, create even more interest. Waylon honestly didn't really, he forgot that was the date. Anyway, I'm aware of these things. And so we're going to go ahead and do that, I think. I'm going to get more information to you. We're going to confirm it. We're going to get the site. We're not sure the site yet. Last time I was there, we had it at a dance hall that might not be big enough. It was a dance studio. I've had conferences in many different places. That was the first time I had it at a dance studio. But anyway, and we're going to be the Thursday before that, which would be the 21st, we're going to be in Evansville, Indiana. So it's going to be a three-night, you know, stand here. We're going to be in Evansville, probably in Dean Wilkinson's garage. And believe me, the last time I was in Dean Wilkinson's garage, amazing things happened. He got 25 people together, like, within 2 hours. Wasn't even planning to have a meeting. I was there laying over, coming back from a trip to Florida 2-3 years ago, whenever. And he got some people together, and it was fantastic. So you're not going to want to miss Dean Wilkinson's garage, if you can help it. Dean and Amy Wilkinson of Evansville, Indiana. It's a couple-hour drive from Evansville to Indianapolis. So we're going to be there Thursday night, the 21st of September. Start making plans. And then we're going to drive to Indianapolis on Friday morning, and Friday night we're going to begin a two-day conference, three-day, Friday night, probably be an informal gathering, and then the official conference day will be Saturday, September 23rd. Details upcoming. Alan Hess, Waylon Dabbs, and myself. I haven't confirmed Alan yet. I shouldn't even be talking about this. I haven't confirmed Alan yet. So let me... See, it's a miracle if I'm organized at all. This is Martin Zender, and you're at the Revelation Series, and I'm linking you to a video. Look beneath here. There is a video about the temple and the location of the temple. We know that there needs to be a false temple built, and there will be a false temple built, and it will be in Jerusalem. And there's a big controversy. Well, it can't be built at the site of the Dome of the Rock because that's sacred ground. Yeah, even though that was not the original location of Solomon's temple or any other temple for that matter, Herod's temple, it was not the original location. It was the location of the Roman barracks. And there's a video that's going to convince you of that. And that video is called The Coming Temple, full documentary. It's got over 250,000 views. It has my friend David Seeloff in it, who is now running Ernest Martin's organization, God's Truth for Today. Is that what it's called? AskELM.com is the website. Just go to AskELM.com. I've linked you last week to Ernest Martin's articles on prophecy, and he has some amazing charts showing times, God's times. Went to a lot of trouble to figure things out. A great scholar, Ernest Martin is. I don't agree with everything he says, nevertheless. Watch this video. It's very interesting. I myself am halfway through it. I'm not all the way through it yet, but my friend David Seeloff is being interviewed. Also, underneath here is a photograph of David Seeloff and myself. He visited here a few months back. What was it, before Christmas? I'm not sure. And so that's David and me. I visited him in California probably 10 years ago. He's been to Israel several times, talking to, like, the mayor of Jerusalem, I don't know, talking to government officials about doing sonograms underneath Mount Moriah, which is the actual site of the temple where David's citadel was over the Gihon Spring. And at that time, David was presenting to me this whole idea of where the actual ancient temple was, and then it was opposite, of course, of where the Jews think it is today. And he wanted me in on the project, and I said, I'm in, baby. Like, he wanted me to be, like, the press officer, that if they actually found, what they wanted to do was they thought they knew the location, and they thought that there was probably David's tomb was underneath that site over the Gihon Spring. Mount Zion. Did I say Mount Moriah earlier? I meant to say Mount Zion. Is it Mount Moriah? That's different. Yeah. Mount Zion is where David lived, and the temple was Mount Zion. And so it's over. Right now it's called the Ophel. O-P-H-E-L. The Ophel. That's what they're calling it now, I guess. And it's just a few hundred yards away from the Dome of the Rock. It's outside the walls. It's in a nice little anonymous area where nobody thinks it is, but these guys know that's where it is. And, I'm telling you, Ernest Martin wrote an amazing book and has done great research on the location of the temple. Go to askelm.com, find his book on the temple. And so David wanted me to be in on it. I said, hell yeah. This is what they thought. They thought that David's tomb was under there and that there would be great treasure under there and that possibly the Ark of the Covenant would be under there. And I said, you want me to be present when the Ark of the Covenant is discovered? Sure, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll talk to the press. Yeah, I wouldn't mind laying my eyes on that. I mean, it's just an artifact, it's a relic, it doesn't have any mysterious power, it's a piece of furniture now, it has no meaning whatsoever. It would to the Jews, of course. It'd be a huge deal if the Ark of the Covenant was found. They would worship it, they'd go all crazy over it. I would have take a selfie with it. The Ark of the Covenant. This is me in the Ark of the Covenant. This is me and David Seeloff. This is me and, yep. Anyway, let's go to Revelation chapter 12. Back to Revelation chapter 12. And a great sign was seen in heavens, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon underneath her feet, on her head a wreath of 12 stars. Being pregnant, she is crying, travailing, and tormented to be bringing forth. Now, I'm going to show you, this is always risky business for me, because I can't see what I'm showing you. I'm going to show you the constellation as it will appear on September 23rd of this year. And I'm going to turn the camera around. Let's see how this works. This says once in 7,000 years, but actually that is true, this particular arrangement. But actually in 3973, as I told you, there was a similar arrangement, almost exact, except it wasn't Mercury, Mars, and Venus lined up there. It was another planet. Maybe Saturn, I forget. But there were still 12 stars. Planets are called stars. Planets can be stars, called stars. Even comets can be called stars. Stars, basically a heavenly body. This is Virgo, the Virgin, and one of the signs of the zodiac, which is legitimate. There is a zodiac. Read Bullinger's book, Witness of the Stars. Anyway, this is Virgo, the Virgin. You can see she has a very nice, sexy, kind of flimsy nightgown on here. She has some cleavage here. Very nice chest area. And then we have Leo the Lion. Leo, representative of Christ. This is Regulus, the King Star. And Leo generally has 9 stars associated with it. But on this date, 3 planets line up perfectly. Look at this lineup. Look at the moon. Look at Jupiter, which is the king planet. And look at the sun. Look at Mercury, Mars, Venus, and Regulus. It's all lined up on September 23rd, 2017. And the sun is perfectly located, clothed with the sun. It's right behind her back with the moon at her feet. There's the moon at her feet. And she's going to give birth. And Remarkably enough, Jupiter, which is called the King Star, has been in the womb area of Virgo for 9 months now, and it's going to emerge, and there's going to be a so-called birth here on September 23rd, 2017. So I just want you to see that. And go to Stellarium, Stellarium.com, and you can download the program, and you can put in different dates, and it will show you the alignments of the stars. So, yeah, it appears as though this thing is really happening. And being pregnant, she is crying, travailing, and tormented to be bringing forth. And we're going to be going to Micah chapter 5. And I'm going to show you a similar passage in Micah that goes along with this. Now, here's the tricky part. I should do that now, but I want to go in because I'm not afraid of the tricky parts. I tackle the tricky parts. I'm in the book of Revelation. I'm going to comment upon the book of Revelation. I told you this book was meant to be understood. It's the revelation, not the hiding of Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean it's not a difficult passage. This is a sign. And a sign, it's said to be a sign. This is why the entire book of Revelation is not a sign. It was a vision, not a sign. Remember that very opening passage, and God told these things to John to signify what is about to be happening, what will happen swiftly. Signify. And people think that means to tell by signs. It doesn't. It just means to tell. Because there are signs in here, and they're announced to be signs. And a great sign was seen in heaven. This is a great sign. So we're to pay attention to it, because it's called great. A woman clothed with the sun, the moon underneath her feet, on her head a wreath of 12 stars, being pregnant, crying, travailing, tormented to be bringing forth, and seen was another sign in heaven, and lo, a great fiery red dragon. Now here's the weird part. It's all weird. Having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its head 7 diadems. Well, this is the wild beast. This is the description of the beast. And we know that the wild beast is a spiritual being. It can be Satan, but other times it's a corporate entity, namely the amalgamation of 10 nations that will comprise the wild beast. And it's called a dragon here. Having 7 heads and 10 horns. Horn is a political power, remember. 7 heads, the exact number of heads that the beast has that Daniel saw in chapter 7. The 4 wild beasts coming up from the sea. Remember, 4 religions, not 4 political entities, 4 religions. Religion is going to join with politics in the end times. 10 nations are going to align with 7 heads of the wild beast, and it's going to be a sickly arrangement of religion and politics. And the woman is going to ride on the back of the wild beast. The wild beast is here represented as a dragon, I believe. It's backed by Satan. It's energized by Satan. Satan is its head, and Satan is sometimes put interchangeably. That's what I meant when I saw 2 dragons here. I see one dragon. You could say it's the same dragon, but the reason I said earlier that I see 2 dragons is because the dragon here is represented as having 7 heads and 10 horns. You might say it's a figure of association where Satan, the dragon, the ancient serpent, is put for the political religio alignments on the earth that is demanding fealty and worship. You have to obey it, and you have to worship it. It's a government, and it's a religion at the same time. The two are not sold separately, as they should be. They should be sold separately. But today, it's good to have religion and politics separate. You don't want a political entity backing a religion, because they will back it with the sword. And if you don't bow down to it, you know, you will be killed. This is what's going to be happening at the end times. But many, many people, most people, Christians especially, they will be bowing down to it because they'll think it's Jesus. They're going to think it's an actual God thing, that God is finally rescuing humanity, and he's brought a wonderful leader who believes in Jesus, who wears a cross, gives us all kinds of religious freedom, has brokered and secured a deal between the Palestinians and the Israelis, and has just made things wonderful, has overcome a great war, has battled famine, war, disease, and pestilence, and has overcome it, and is bringing us peace and prosperity, peace and security. We no longer have to fear enemies, and things are going to appear to be wonderful. And this will be joined. It's going to be great. And even the reason I know this is because it's going to be so, have every seduction, that even the elect would be deceived if possible. In other words, you and I, the elect, are going to look at the final amalgamation of religion and politics, and we're going to go, ooh, that looks tasty. I'll have that and a side order of prosperity. Mm-hmm. And it's going to deceive even us, if it were possible. We're going to dig it. We're going to love it. I think because most of us, this is just me talking now, it's going to purport to be a small government organization. It's going to appear to give freedom, but it itself will be a gigantic power, but it will be presented as something that is actually giving liberty. It's going to give political freedom. It's going to give religious freedom. You're free to worship, and it's going to protect you, and it's going to do things that we all in our flesh want. We want to be protected. We want to be cared for. We want enemies kept away from our country. We want prosperity. We want limited government. We, most of us who have our heads on straight, we don't want to be oppressed. We don't want to be told what to do. We like free enterprise. We like reasonable prices. And all these things are going to be seen to be coming, to be here, to be overshadowing us. But the problem is that Satan disguises himself as a messenger of light and righteousness. And so there's going to be a not-so-obvious power above that, which is the dragon, which is the ten-horned, seven-headed monstrosity. And it will be unveiled eventually. All the layers of hiding will be peeled away, and it will be seen for what it is, which is a diabolical power. And this is the mystery, the secret of lawlessness, is that lawlessness is disguised as righteousness. And the secret of God is that God is hidden today, and he is manifested through his saints who are proclaiming peace, peace. We're the true peacemakers. So when a political power is proclaiming peace and even producing peace, you need to beware. You can enjoy it for a season. I would. If we had peace and plenty, I'd be like, this is yummy. I'll take it. But I know what's behind it, so I'm not going to overly trust it. I know that it can go away. That's the whole thing, goes back to holding loosely to whatever you have. Even if we have a temporary respite to the financial woes, the jobs are good. Even the national debt goes down or is eliminated. And can you imagine? Let me ask you this. Can you imagine gasoline for 50 cents a gallon? I see that day coming. I'll predict it right now. Gas, 50 cents a gallon. Write me down. Within the next 2-3 years, gas, 50 cents a gallon. Who's not for that? How would you like to fly from New York to LA for $100 round trip instead of like 500? It all has to do with taking advantage of our natural resources that we have, that politics has kept away from us, from stupid management and stupid regulations and stupid rules. What if some of the stupid regulations and stupid rules were unwound? And then things could breathe and work like they're supposed to work. That would be different. Yes, it would be. This is the dragon, however, but it's not an obvious dragon. John sees it as a dragon. I keep reminding you of this. John, poor John, he sees it as a dragon. But as it presents itself on earth, it's a beautiful thing. And what else is happening? Well, now, there's two things happening in heaven, because we have good and evil always wrestling with each other by the pre-designation of God. God wants good and evil to be wrestling with each other. Fun to watch, isn't it? So, you know, we have this woman about to give birth to a good thing, to bring forth, I believe, Israel. I believe the 144,000 will be enlightened, but the beast on the earth doesn't like it, and the dragon in heaven animating the beast doesn't like it, and so it sends a war. It sends warriors out that are here described as stars to take down this move of God. There's a move of God coming. There's a great move of God coming, portended by this star arrangement. The flimsy, gauzily dressed Virgo and the strong lion right on top of her there in the heavens. But listen, it's Star Wars, it's Lord of the Rings, it's whatever battle you like to watch, it's good versus evil. And good is going to win. That's the news I give you today, and I'll leave you with that. Good wins. Very happy about that. Very happy to report that. But not without drama. Not without drama. We must see the drama. It must be enacted for the universe to witness. These things must not be theoretical. They must be actual. And they will be actual. How much of it we're going to be here to see, I don't know. I told you the scenarios for the Snatching Away is number one, 2.5 minutes from now. That's my upgraded version. That's my hit the refresh button. And now Jacinda was saying 5 minutes from now. Now he's saying 2.5 minutes from now. He's becoming an imitator of God. He's doing quite a nice job at it too. Yes, quite a nice job. Is that God or is that Martin Zender? Not sure. Yeah, okay. So, or the other scenario is September 23rd. And I'm going to explain to you why that's a possibility. The conference could be ruined by the Snatching Away. Ruined. I would be so upset. I'm ready to talk. Imagine this. I'm ready to give a message. I've studied hard for it. And I have all my ducks lined up. I'm ready to bless the saints with my wisdom. Then Jesus Christ shows up, coming down from heaven with all the dead saints, including Paul, including Tryphena, Tryphosa. And excuse me, really? Now, couldn't you have come during Waylon's talk or Alan's talk? Honestly, I think you've waited thousands of years. I think you can wait another 35 minutes.